And coming up in just a minute, we'll be talking with Bill May about an upcoming motorcycle ride for suicide awareness, very appropriately right after that story about the Uber driver. Bill is in the studio now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And this Saturday, August 19th, is the Red Lake Nation's 10th annual Ride Against Youth Suicide. Is this the 10th ride that you've participated in?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, tell us about the youth suicide rates in the Red Lake area and what you know about that.
Well, we have kind of like a, I'm not too familiar with the youth suicide rates. Now, I believe they are going down, and there's other activities that are going on against suicide. Also, a walk on Friday that will be coordinated by the Indian Health Service program up there at a hospital. That's on Friday. Then on Saturday, we have the annual bike rally against youth suicide. The rates, the reason why we started this ride is because there was a group of us that had a suicide crisis in our lives back 10 years ago, and the rates were kind of high back then, and we wanted to try and do what we could, so we organized a group of us that ride motorcycles organized a bike rally because we've seen bike rallies that were going on other areas in other parts of northern Minnesota, against causes. And we were directly affected by suicide within our own families. And we decided we needed to do something. So a group of us decided to organize a bike rally against youth suicide, and that was 10 years ago, and it seems to be going well, and we'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary this Saturday, August 19th.
Can you talk a little about what we can do with kids or people? How can we help people who may be at risk?
Well, we just got to keep our eyes open. We got to keep our eyes open, for these young people that are having these type of issues that are, or thoughts that are going on in their minds. And we got to keep our eyes and our ears open to, whatever they may be going through, because I experienced a suicide in my life, and there was no indicators whatsoever. And some of these suicides that take place, there's no indicators. Even though the experts come out and say there is indicators leading to suicide, I never saw nothing of the sort when me and my family experienced, the suicide we had to go through over 10 years ago. So we just got to show caring and love and understanding to the young people that are having hard times, and we gotta care for them. We gotta look after them. We have to tell them we are there if they need us, And I'm kind of like come from the old school family type way. My parents were always there for me, as is my family is today, and we still have these experiences we have to go through, with the suicide issue that is within our communities, because it's not only in the Red Lake community. It goes on in all the Native communities, not only here in Minnesota, but other states, and also in the First Nations in Canada. And it's just a issue that we in Red Lake, our me and my friends decided we wanted to do what we could, and hopefully we do have an effect on some of the, maybe we don't, but maybe we do, and we're just hoping that we can do our best, to help people in any way we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I I read that it's the second leading cause of death for kids 0 to 18 years old.
Well, I believe that, and I do keep an eye on the statistics. No, not passionately, but I do see the statistics coming out, you know, in our communities, and I believe that is true.
Yeah. I think you spoke quite wisely when you said to give kindness, give caring. I always tell my daughter, I'm going to tell you, I love you more than you ever want to hear it. Because
yeah, right.
Why not?
Just responding to something you said there about showing love and understanding. We also have to show them, you know, guidance and guide them along and let them understand, you know, they think sometimes we're being mean, you know, by putting our foot down, you know, in certain ways, you know, to be straight up and lay down the law and rules for some of these kids. They think we're being mean, but that's not really what it is. Mm-hmm. All it is we're showing care and understanding that the young people, you know, need guidance, and we're doing our best to guide them in the right direction, you know, by showing them responsibility, you know, loyalty and honor, by being able to live a good life. That's what we want to do, and that's what I, as the organizer for the bike rally, you know, that's what I promote, is responsibility, and you know, just being responsible and for your own actions, and not to be no come out and blame others all the time, you know, for everything that's going on in your life, but to understand that we're in our own driver's seat. We drive our own bike. You know, we nobody's driving it for us, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just like in our lives, you know, we're riding along in our own lives right now.
So where do they go to start the bike run?
Okay,
the bike
well,
ride, I should say.
First of all, I would like to give a shout out, if you don't mind, to my brother, Donald Duty May. He was one of the organizers that passed away a little over 2 years ago. He was one of the original founders of the bike rally in Red Lake. And I call him my brother, even though he's my cousin. And we were right around the same age. He passed away over 2 years ago. And he used to organize the bike rally right by my side every year. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Donald Dewey May. Mm-hmm. The bike rally will start at Red Lake Fire Hall. We start gathering there around 9 a.m. And we have a free breakfast for all the participants that come in and register to participate in the bike rally. And we just kind of, you know, socialize, and everybody kind of visits each other. You know, we have coffee, we have breakfast, we have orange juice. You know, anybody that registers to participate will be having some food even before we depart. And before we depart, which we start out, we get to lead off the annual Red Lake Nation Fair Celebration Parade. The bikes get to lead that off. And all the way from Red Lake Fire Hall up to what we call the Humanities, it's almost about 3/4 mile long. There's people on both sides of the road, so all the bikes that participate get to ride through them, and all the people up there are just excited and happy to see the motorcycles when they come through. Before we depart, we always do a ceremony. We do an honoring ceremony. We use our traditional ways. We use a drum song. We like they do when they do the support the troop ride. You know, we honor our staffs. We honor our flags. And we do that ceremony before we even leave. And then we everybody gets ready to depart, and we get ready to roll, and we coordinate that. We're communicating back and forth with the parade coordinator, and when they say go, then we're ready to go, because as soon as we depart and all the bikes are on the road, are rolling through the parade crowd, then on the tail end of us, there will be the annual Red Lake Nation Fair Celebration Parade starts right behind us, so they get to see they get to have a good, fun morning. Mm-hmm. And then the bike rally, we proceed on our 140-mile ride, and that takes until around 3:30, 4 o'clock. When we return back to the Red Lake Fire Hall, we have four stops. Our first stop is at Dale's Bar and Grill. And our second stop is at the Shell Station Convenience in Black Duck. And then from there, we go north and we go to the crossroads and head back west. And we head up to the Panema Point up in Oboshing. And we go up there and we stop at the point and we all socialize up there and do a tobacco ceremony up there. And then we depart back for our last leg. We usually get back to the fire hall around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And we have drawings for this year. We're going to have as much as 25 items that when you buy in a ticket to register, you will get a ticket, and we'll have about 25 drawings for different items that were crafted by the Red Lake people, you know, traditional crafted items that was donated. We have all these people, you know, the Red Lake Fire Hall, we have to shout out to them. They help us out every year. You know, thank you, Red Lake Fire Department, the Red Lake Police Department, the Red Lake Tribal Government, the Red Lake College, you know, all these organizations, even though we're not, you know, a governmental program, you know, the organizers were, you know, we always go to them. Now Pepsi Company, Coke Company, they help us out, and they all give us donations, and we do what we can. We got to give them all a shout out for all their donations. And when we get back, you know, we get to have a good meal. We have the famous Red Lake walleye that is our meal there, and everybody likes to eat the walleye. That's a special food to us. And we also having some pulled pork this year that was donated by David DeJarley. So we get to, and we have other drawings. We just have so much going on during that short period of time. And by the time it winds down about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening, there's nothing but good feelings and good-hearted people, and everybody's happy and understanding and caring and shaking hands and saying how much they enjoyed themselves. And that's what it's all about, is being kind and considerate and understanding and loving and just telling people, hey, man, you know, we care about everything. We care about what's going on. You know, and that's what the bike rally is all about, and it's just a fun time event. And I hope and invite you, people that are listening out there, come on up there to Red Lake and participate in our rally. Come support us. It doesn't matter where you're from. You can be from Black Duck, Bemidji, Clearbrook, Gonvick, Somme. You can come from Shotley. You can come from Leonard, no, anywhere, no, Wilton. Come on up and participate in our bike rally. We're going to have I got a lot of good friends. A shout out to all of my brothers and sisters over in Cass Lake area. John Robinson, Najiki Wigabo, Benay, you guys are all come on up. Luke Wilson, we're waiting for you guys to come up. We're going to feed you all nice, famous Red Lake walleye. Overall counselor, come on up from Northwest Bay, Ontario, Canada. You're going to come do our music for us. I hope you show up. I'm getting real excited as time winds down, because this is so much fun. Even though it takes a time-consuming event, you know, when it comes to happening, I just feel good about it.
Well, it's so important, and suicide affects all of us. I mean, all of us are affected by it. It's an incredibly important ride and fundraising event that you guys are doing, and kind of community building event.
Yes, it is.
And congratulations on 10 years.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
If you see the riders out there, give them a break, and in your day-to-day life, give a few words of kindness, because you just don't know what people are walking around with.
Yep, that's right.
So thank you so much for coming in. Have an awesome, awesome, safe, and wonderful ride on Saturday.
And we will. Miigwech, miigwech.
Miigwech. We'll put information about this on our website and on our Facebook page as well. We'll link to it. So
okay.
Thanks. Right. Miigwech.
Yeah, you're welcome.